USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Maryland Democratic Governor Wes Moore is set to head to Capitol Hill to ask for the funding necessary to rebuild Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, which collapsed last month. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that the price tag is likely to be very high.
We don't yet know what the price tag is going to be. The thing that we know is that the Port of Baltimore is responsible for $70 billion of economic activity to the American economy. We know that the Key Bridge had over 36,000 people who traveled over it every single day. People getting from where they live to where they work, to where they worship, to where they go to school.
Seismologists say aftershocks could continue for another week following Friday's earthquake in New Jersey. The U.S. Geological Survey saying the 4.8 magnitude quake was the strongest on the East Coast in 100 years. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.